Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, there's one thing you can do if you like it, and that is go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And why would you want to do that? Well, hey, we'll read it. I'll actually do it in character, even if I don't do the character. You name it, I'll read it. It's that simple. Also, supporting this podcast through Patreon. It's not your duty. You don't have to do it. I'm not begging here, but if you'd like to, it helps, well, it helps me, Tim Andrews, make a little bit of money. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And donate. That's all you got to do. There's some great rewards. We're going to have more great rewards. They're going to be great. They're going to be huge rewards. You're going to love them. I swear.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
When chicken's fried, this light is crispy. Every bite is just as crispy can be. The chicken's got a certain personality.
Hey, Bart, I think he's stoned.
Stoned? What are you talking about? Have you had any?
Mm-hmm.
Think you can still function?
Hey, sharp as a tack.
Right. These things have them analyzed. Fast, Nick. Not that way!
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Yeah, fun is fun, but you know you can carry joking too far. Somebody could end up getting
all
hurt.
Of them had hair of gold, like their mother.
Mom, who's the naked clown in our bathroom?
What the hell are you doing, kid?
I had to go to the bathroom.
I'm ahead.
Hey, buddy, this is my bathroom, not your bedroom, you big drunken mess.
Billy. Come on, sweetheart. Come on. Let's give your mother's new boyfriend a chance to collect his thoughts.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. This government, as promised, has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba.
I saw an interesting thing happen. A rebel was being arrested by the military police. And rather than be taken alive, he exploded a grenade he had hidden in his jacket.
I'm Tony Montana, a political prisoner from Cuba. And I want my fucking human right now. Just like the president Jimmy Carter says.
But Presidente, America tried to kill you.
Ah, they're not so bad. They even named a street after me in San Francisco.
Full of what? My caramba!
Mr. Burns, I think we can trust the president of Cuba.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 51 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim. There's Ira.
Hey.
Jeff.
Howdy.
Steph.
Hawaii.
And I'm so sad. What? So many people have died.
I know.
Jeff.
Who died?
Yes, exactly. Who died, Jeff? Three major people. I'd say two major, maybe pop culture people, and one not so major.
Who? Fidel Castro.
I guess Ron Glass is pretty popular because of
Firefly.
Firefly, yeah.
Well, and I want to put out Sharon Jones.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know who that is?
She's
Sharon
dead.
Jones and the Dap Kings. She was great.
What?
Yeah.
When did she die?
Pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that's sad.
Get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm.
Well, they did a documentary about her.
Wow. Who I did? Didn't know that.
Somebody did about her struggle with the cancer.
I had no idea. Oh, yeah. God. She had such a great voice.
Well, in this case, it's people die in threes. So we're talking about Thanksgiving-related deaths.
such a great way to start off a happy show.
Well, I mean, Florence Henderson. I mean, she had Wessonality in it. You know, that led to cancer because Wesson oil causes cancer.
Oh.
Everything Wesson
oil
cancer.
Is the natural oil.
Mm, natural corn oil.
Mm. Well, she was 82, so something's got to take you
too
out
much
at
Wesson
some
oil.
Point. Oh, bullshit.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It fries up the most wonderful chicken, as we saw from the commercial.
I know.
It's worth the cancer.
I used to pop popcorn with Wesson oil.
Is it canola?
Oh, wow.
It is now. It used to be corn oil. No, it's vegetable oil.
Okay.
So who knows what it's made out of.
And Crisco is corn oil, right?
Did you guys see the meme that's been going around social media? It's the Brady Bunch. You know the beginning when they're all in the boxes, so it looks like a tic-tac-toe?
Yeah.
Well, the way it's organized, and it always was organized, was Carol was on top, Mike was in the center, and Alice was on the bottom. So now there's a line through it, and people going, I got tic-tac-toe.
Oh, damn.
I looked at it, and I was like, oh. And I laughed, and I went, oh.
That's rough.
I mean, it's super funny and creative, but really in bad taste. Really in bad taste.
Oh, shit.
But and then one of the clips in the intro was Florence Henderson from Shakes the Clown.
Yeah,
she's not in it the whole movie, right? Just the beginning.
She's in the first few minutes.
Yeah, because he bangs her or something. But I was trying to do math. When did that movie come out?
Shakes the Clown.
Yeah, 93.
I'll have to look it up.
No, I think maybe before that. Maybe 92.
I mean, I haven't 91. Seen it in so
91.
Long.
91. Okay, so we'll do the math. Okay, wait a minute. No, 2011. That would have been 20 years ago. 25. So she was what? 84.
82.
So you subtract 20 from 82. 62. So she was in her late 50s in that movie. She looked pretty good.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, even
she always kept herself up.
Clown makeup smeared all over.
That movie fucked with me because I think I was young enough where I was like, what the fuck is
it's
this
not a
movie?
Comedy.
Right. It was like a, well, it's a super dark comedy.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But it's not like a laugh yuck fest.
No, it's the same thing as Father of the Year, that other movie that he did with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
Not a yuck fest.
No.
I loved the movie, though. I thought it was great. But
didn't the kid die? Autoerotic asphyxiation.
He did. Yep. He was such a fucking piece of shit. It's like you didn't even care.
What does Robin Williams said at the end? He's like, look, he was a douchebag. His own father said that.
So did you guys like the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. But see, I'm not one of these Brady Bunch files where I watch it nowadays. I'm like, oh, this is the best thing
ever.
I won't
watch it now, but I mean, it was on all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it until Oliver came on, like most people.
Yeah.
I liked Partridge Family better.
I didn't know.
I did. I like that better because their clothes on the Brady Bunch made me sick. Nobody dressed that way in the 70s unless you had a Sears catalog and your friends were models and they got to keep the clothes. Nobody wore those shirts.
That's fine, but they had like that baller ass house that was like the dream house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Mike, I assume he designed himself with his architecture
skills. According
to
the movie, that was the only thing he could design.
Was that the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, the movies were I loved both the movies. I thought they were both very funny.
I just thought Marcia was hot.
She was. I thought Susan Olsen was hotter.
That's...
No, wait a minute. Not Susan
Olsen.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
The middle one. Eve, what's her name? Eve Plum.
So you switch from her to Buffy on Family Affair? Ooh.
No. Yes. No. I always preferred Eve Plum. And even after the show. Yes. Huh?
You like girls with lisps?
Yeah, she didn't really have a lisp.
So,
you know, our friend Eric Von Hessler knows her or worked with her in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was a talk show host for a while in the same station where he and Larry were on. And
I think she's been on a guest on the Modcast.
Yeah, I'm sure she has.
She's one of the few people that like came out of that kind of stuff, and she's very normal.
Yeah.
Didn't they go to some party with her or something? I heard them talk.
I don't know, but she used to say that Sherwood Schwartz was a pig.
Sherwood Schwartz.
He created the show.
Like he was, what, he hit on him all the time?
Yeah, just creepy.
Mm.
He did a lot of shows in the 60s. I think he did that. Well, of course he did that. Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
And the Beverly Hillbillies.
Well, we've heard that there's big secret producer rings in Hollywood that are doing some pretty untamed shit.
You wouldn't think somebody with a zany name like Sherwood Schwartz would be.
Sherwood Schwartz.
Sounds like a Mel Brooks character, you know?
Well, after
hanging out with Wiener.
After the Brady Bunch, what did Florence Henderson do?
Mm.
I mean, there was a lot of Brady Bunch...
or commercials, right?
You know, get-togethers.
You know, I printed out her Wikipedia, and then I promptly left it in my car, so
she
I'm not really sure.
Today Show. Was that after the Brady Bunch?
She was on the Today Show?
Yeah.
She was. She did a segment on that.
Yeah.
And
was that before the Brady Bunch?
No, it would have been after, I think. Unless she was making out with J. Fred Muggs. You know who J. Fred Muggs was?
No.
He was It was on today's show. Yeah. They had a chimpanzee on the show, and his name was J. Fred Muggs. I don't know why it was there.
You guys know entirely too much about this.
Well,
she made out with a chimpanzee.
I'm impressed.
Well, she did screw Barry. What's his face?
You're comparing him to a chimpanzee?
Yeah, he has a chimp face. What's his last name, Jeff? Barry Williams.
Williams.
Yeah, didn't he say in his book that he banged her?
No, I think he said he dated her. I don't think
they made out or whatever.
Yeah. Which is code for they, you know.
Yeah, you know they banged her.
She was like the first MILF. Like,
she was kind of a MILF.
You know.
And they slept together. I think they were the first married couple to actually share a bed on television.
Oh, right.
I could see that. Now, did you think she was hotter when she had her hair like late 60s curly looking?
I like that. Straight. I didn't like the
You didn't like the shag?
No, I didn't like the curly Q at the back.
Yeah, it's the shag.
The mullet, yeah. Is that, it's called a shag, though?
Yeah, like a shag.
A shag de rotten, baby.
Yeah. I like both.
But she might have been, she's probably on the Love Boat a lot. Fantasy Island here and there. A lot of TV, a lot of specials, I imagine she did. Hollywood Squares, shit like that.
Maybe, what was the one, the something with the stars?
Battle of the Network Stars.
There you go, maybe.
That show wasn't on, though.
Oh, yeah, that was after her peak.
That show was just created so you could see the stars, the female stars of network shows with their tits bouncing around.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember being a kid saying, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what it was created for. I mean, they never wore bras. They never wore bras. And their jugs would just jiggle all over, like Linda Carter and those sisters, the Lander sisters.
Oh, well, come on.
Yeah.
Even
Connie Selica, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Shelley Hack.
I remember.
Shelley Hack.
Shelley Hack. That's from The Sopranos. Remember her? All right, so we lost Ron Glass, who was on Barney Miller. What was his name on Barney Miller, John?
Ron Harris.
Oh, I know his name. What was his name on Barney Miller? What was his character name?
Ron Harris.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Nuh-uh.
His name's Ron Glass.
Detective Ron Harris. Yes, Detective Ron Harris. Okay.
I got it.
He was too cool for school.
Yeah, he was. I liked him the best. I liked him, and I liked Steve Landisberg.
Fish,
well, of course,
my Fish favorite.
Is Fish is way up here. I mean, those guys are.
Oh, you're talking about like in sub characters.
Yeah. And Wojo. I like everybody on that show.
Yeah.
Hey, Barn. Hey, Barn.
Wojo and Barney are really the only two that are still alive.
Really?
Well, Chano's still alive, but he was only on the first season.
He was on the first season, and then he went to Sanford and Son, right? Because he was Julio.
Mm-hmm.
Alice. And damn Julio.
What's her name? Alice Linda Lavin. She was on for a while.
She was on Barney Miller. She was a cop, right?
Yeah, Wentworth was her name.
Ah.
She's still alive.
Yeah, she is. Last time I saw her, though, was on The Sopranos.
Right.
Who is alive?
Who's alive?
Who's still alive from Barney Miller? Barney's still alive?
What was Wojo
on? Wojo's
still
alive.
We saw him on something, Max
Gale.
He's
been in a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I saw him on something recently. In the last 10 years or so, he was a character on
it. He's been on a bunch of stuff.
A show that we watched. Hey, Barn. And, of course, Jeff and I saw Steve Landisberg.
He was on Mad Men. He was on...
Yeah.
Dexter.
That's it. That's what I remember. He worked at the boat launch.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Dexter, I've got to save Deb.
I did finish Mad Men, finally.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You were right, Jeff. I was disappointed.
Were you with the last episode?
I was.
When Donna invented New Coke at the end.
It was a good one. I liked that.
I liked that.
I'll tell you why I liked it. Because I thought leading up to that episode, they were getting a little not good. Like, I wasn't happy with
it. Did they do a time jump and put it in the 70s or something?
Well, yeah. I mean,
they had to do little time jumps, but they never did any huge time jumps.
No.
There would be months at a time.
But I thought that last episode really was a lot better than the previous ones right before it, so maybe it just seemed like it was a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
But Ron Glass also appeared.
Not Todd Glass.
In I did the Von Hessler Digital Doctrine today, and he told me that Ron Glass was on a sitcom that from 96-97 season.
The new Odd Couple?
No, it was after the Odd Couple. Oh. It was a show with Tom Rhodes called Mr. Rhodes, and it got canceled. But he was on that. But before that, that Odd Couple show wasn't a bad show. The one with Damon Wilson where he was Felix. Ron Glass was Felix and Damon Wilson was Oscar. That was actually a pretty funny one.
And it's on again now, right? Isn't there another new Odd Couple?
The new Odd Couple.
Yeah, the new Odd Couple with with Thomas Lennon and...
Matthew...
LeBlanc?
Perry.
Matthew Perry
right. Not LeBlanc.
Is that funny? I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it is funny.
I mean, it's still the Odd Couple.
know. They're still odd.
I remember when that show came on with Glass and Wilson, I was excited because I guess I was still a kid. I think that was that an 80s show, Jeff? Or
82, 83.
Yeah, 82, 83. So I was excited because we had grown up watching The Odd Couple reruns all the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is cool. And plus, you knew the guy from Barney Miller and you knew the guy from Sanford and Son. So, which might explain why he wasn't, Damon Wilson wasn't on that show, Sanford.
Yeah.
I was a fan of the movie. Of the Mathol Lemon. Mm-hmm. I was a fan of the movie. Didn't like the show. I was more of a Klugman Quincy fan. I liked him on Quincy.
I liked the movie, but I always liked the TV show more than the movie.
I don't know. The movie just did it for me.
Huh?
The movie just did it for me.
What did you say, Jeff?
I liked the show.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, fine. Screw you guys.
Fuck off, man.
So I like the movie. I don't care.
And then Fidel Castro is dead. Finally.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, sorry for him.
I like your post was just bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was good.
Yeah, thank you. Now Raul Castro
right.
is the president of Cuba. But, I mean.
Eating Raul.
Talk about, yeah, great movie.
I know.
That is a good movie.
Love that movie. Chakotay's in it.
Yep.
And just as long as I've been conscious of the world, Castro has always been in the back of our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I kind of put, both of those were Al Pacino lines.
Right.
That scene in Godfather 2 where they're all sitting on the balcony because it's Hyman Roth's birthday. And he goes, you know, earlier I saw a Webble. And rather than being taken, he blew himself up. And then, of course, Tony Montana, I'm a political refugee from Cuba.
That's right.
But that scene in the Godfather where Hyman Roth goes, I know. I was taking molasses out of Havana with your dad when you were still in diapers, Michael. You know who played Johnny Ola?
No.
Do you remember? You've seen Godfather 2.
Yeah.
Everybody's familiar with Godfather 2.
Sure.
Johnny Ola is the guy that was friends with...
I get confused with
Fredo.
Okay.
And Fredo slips up
I can't remember.
And tells Michael that, oh yeah, Johnny Ola... he doesn't tell Michael, but Michael overhears him say this at a bar where they're watching a sex show. He goes, oh, yeah, Johnny Ola and I came here all the time. That's when Michael figures out that Fredo set him up to be killed.
Right.
Johnny Ola is Dominic Chianese.
Oh.
Chianese from The Sopranos. Uncle June.
Yeah, right. Okay. I remember now. Yeah. Yeah, he was so young looking.
But he still looked like old Uncle June with the big nose.
Didn't he get whacked?
Oh, that one. Yeah.
What was he in more recently where I was like, that's him?
Bro, Boardwalk Empire with the big beard.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
he had that old-timey
that's what it was,
turn of the century beard.
Yeah,
he was a judge or something.
That's right.
That's another one. They should have entered it in season 4, and I would have been happy.
You guys never told me, speaking of Boardwalk Empire, you never told me that What's-His-Face was on Ray Donovan.
You're talking about?
We throw him a copy to Bait Magazine.
Dabney Coleman. Nikki?
No, Dabney Coleman was on an episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're almost finished. We're getting to the getting toward the end there, so I'm finally caught up to you guys. It's only taking a year.
I'm not watching it, unfortunately, but I'm kicking myself for it. Dabney Coleman's one of those guys who's always like, what's he doing now? There he is.
Yeah.
Love him. Cloak and Dagger.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, and then Stacey Keach shows up in that last episode I watched.
Is
the Texan. Does he live? Because he got shot.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Don't tell him. Don't do it.
All right. And not enough Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. It was nice to see the Keach, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I love how they dust off a lot of these classic, amazing actors and
like Dad.
Get them out there. Yeah, yeah.
Well, so RIP to Fidel Castro.
Nah.
Well.
Sick one. Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Rest in horror. R.I.H.
The actual day of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, this is a post-Thanksgiving episode.
That's right. We did pre-Thanksgiving.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's happened. I feel like my in-laws have fell off their game. Like, they just can't, they don't cook right anymore.
Yeah.
It was kind of blah.
It's always that Thanksgiving dinner before they go in the home. That's always the worst one.
You know, yeah, I've been talking to, like, other people I know, like, our age, where their parents are in their 60s and 70s, and a lot of them have been complaining to me that they don't know how to cook anymore. Like, every time they cook for them now, it tastes like shit.
Stuffing's got raisins in it.
Dude, kill anyone raisins. That does that.
Yeah.
In the stuffing?
But we were talking about how, like...
Wait a minute. My grandma put... No. Pumpkin pie spice in the
you're
stuffing
like
one
raisins.
Day.
Oh, wow.
Oh. No,
see, you're
worst.
About to blow my that's thing because I was going to say. Cause
that was my nana.
We were talking about how, like, your grandparents, though,
yeah.
well into their 70s or whatever, were still cooking their asses off.
See, my grandmother Andrews, Grandma Andrews, she could cook until she couldn't cook anymore. And there was nobody around for her to cook for. She had no reason to cook. But she could cook well into her early 80s.
My granny, same thing.
Yeah. But my mother's mother, Nana, is what I called her, Grandma McNaney, Nana, she could cook, but she just, when my grandfather had Alzheimer's, she'd stop, and my mom started doing all the cooking, but like I said, she put the pumpkin pie spice in the stuffing, and we had to pretend like it was, oh, and I even said, this is terrible, Nana. She goes, I know.
I know.
And then the last Thanksgiving we had with my grandfather, who we called Pa, it was Nana and Pa, he had Alzheimer's, so she didn't buy rolls. Because she said, oh, we have enough bread with the stuffing and whatever. And every 2 minutes he'd go, we got any rolls, Marg? John, I've told you, we got stuffing. You don't need any more bread. 2 minutes later, we got any rolls?
Yeah.
Someone passed me the rolls.
Did somebody go get this man some rolls?
No, but I said to Nana, you should have got rolls.
Well, that was very helpful.
Yeah. I am a helpful fellow. So, Jeff, what'd you do for Thanksgiving?
I just stayed home and made myself a garbage plate.
Yeah, but it looked like pretty elaborate. Like, it didn't take you 2 seconds to make it. You put some effort into that.
Well, the night before, the Wednesday night, I made the Texas hot sauce or the Rochester hot sauce.
Explain what it is, because a lot of people don't know what
it looked good as hell. I was very jealous.
it's from Nick Tahoe's in Rochester. They've
New York.
These things called garbage plates, and you can get hot dog and Alton Brown just posted on Twitter that he had it
on his stomach while he was laying down.
It looks like he had two hot dog garbage plate. I'm not sure from where, because there's a bunch of places in Rochester that sell them now, and a lot of people say Nick Tahoe's is no good anymore, and they go to Empire Hot or some other
people
place.
Always say that.
But you get like you take a plate and you put like half a plate of home fries,
mm-hmm.
and then you put half a plate of macaroni salad.
With mayonnaise? Made with mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like a macaroni salad, like you get at the grocery store.
Okay.
Then you put two cheeseburgers on there, some little bit of mustard. Then you put the Texas hot sauce on top, like all over everything.
Okay. Which is beef, right?
Yeah, it's like hamburger and a bunch of
spice.
Herbs and spices, yeah. And, tomato paste and
cheese?
Water. Yeah, there's cheese on the burgers.
Oh, sounds like manwich.
Yeah, it's kind of
like
that.
It's not gross like manwich, though.
Manwich is good.
No, but it's kind of like that, like a Texas hot sauce, or if you have Cincinnati chili, it's kind of like the Cincinnati chili.
Yeah, that Northeastern chili sauce is really good on burgers and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Mine came out a little too tomatoey because I used a big can of tomato paste, but I should use a little can. But it's still good.
How was your poops the next day?
Let's hear about that.
Oh, you haven't yet? Okay, good.
Still packed up.
Yeah, our meal was so lackluster that I had to, like, eat everything in the county for the next 3 days to make up for the dinner I didn't get. So
why didn't you like it?
It's just bad. There was no love in it. Like, you could not. There was no love. And, like, his mom didn't even make dressing, and she usually makes this bomb-ass dressing. I'm pretty sure it was stovetop stuffing. I'm not sure, but I think that it was. It just... Like I said, there just wasn't a whole lot of, there was no joie de vivre in this dinner at all. And in the past, they'll come at you with all kinds of
it was like eating
awesome
a piccadilly
ass southern shit. Yeah, and then it was just like, plah, here's your shit. And I was like, God damn it, you told me not to bring anything, you motherfuckers. I could have,
it's not about the food, it's the company.
Bullshit.
And get
bullshit. It's about the
with
food.
With family.
Whatever. I mean, the Lions won, so that there was that.
Yeah,
I had
those
that
were good
going.
Games.
It was very good.
Yeah, and the Cowboys won.
And they beat the Vikings. They were number one. Uh-huh. Yeah, suck it.
I thought the Redskins, by the way, they're secretly good.
Yeah, it does seem to be that
But the other
way.
Thing is that Dallas has a great offensive line. They have a great rookie quarterback. They have a great rookie running back. And they have a good T.E., and they have a good wide receiver array. But they have the best offensive line in the NFL. And their defense sucks.
You're talking about the
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's his name? Dak Prescott or whatever his
name
is?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, he is pretty cool.
And Tony Romo's done the right thing and not being a bitch about it.
Yeah, I mean, he really needs to just retire and be a commentator. No, he's too mangled.
He'll go someplace next year.
I hate that when they do that.
Why?
It's so sad for them. Because he's never going to really,
He can
know.
Go play for someplace. Anyway, this ain't a sports show.
Does this grab your balls?
Well, I do that anyway.
Grab your balls, I bet.
Plus, we're talking too much about the Cowboys. And that's, Jeff didn't like
that. How dare us anyway, because the Falcons are number one. Yeah.
Hell yeah, that was a good game yesterday.
It was a good
Bills
game.
Bills won yesterday. And then my favorite thing of all weekend was...
The Giants beat the Browns.
Yeah, well, anybody can beat the Browns. But yes, congrats. But no, it was Kaepernick trying to run it in on fourth down and trying to get it to the end zone. And oh, no, we can't make it. And Miami wins. And Screw you, Neil boy.
Well, Ira, you didn't tell you what, how was your Thanksgiving?
Nothing super eventful. I watched the Macy's parade about four times.
The kids.
Yeah. Play it again.
Oh, my God. Just certain things in it or the whole thing?
Well, my wife DVR'd it in the morning.
Are you watching a parade, Mr. Mouse?
Yes, I'm watching the fucking parade. You want to shut up?
It's my first Thanksgiving, and I can tell you how many years that I didn't come home after a big meal and spark it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
So I came home.
Of course, that's illegal.
Well, okay, I don't care. But it shouldn't be, but, you know,
that's the thing we always say, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why it's
funny.
It's legal everywhere now, pretty much. But I don't anymore. Sure. Not for long. We're going to make it illegal. Don't you worry about it.
Believe me.
I'm above the law.
Yes, I'm above the law. But no, so I didn't spark one up. But anyway, got up in the morning. Caitlin had to anchor the Good Day Atlanta Thanksgiving morning.
How'd she like that?
She enjoyed it. She loves being an anchor.
Yeah.
She's good at it. And anyway, so I got up and I made the mashed potatoes for dinner. And I will have to say that compared to last year's turkey, my dad and stepmom did a kick-ass job of preparing a meal.
Because so jealous.
Last year they cooked it in this weird thing. I don't even know what it's called.
But yeah, they're gonna eat that. And put it in
put it in the thing, and it didn't cook all the way. So we ended up having to microwave it.
Oh wow!
But this year the turkey was awesome, and the stuffing was great. And my stepmother makes this creamed corn thing that I'm not normally a creamed corn fan, but the way she makes it, it's really good.
Yeah, it can be really good.
Yeah, and this was really good. And I made the mashed potatoes. I used the recipe that I got from Lisa Krause. So you put garlic and you put onion in it when you boil it, and then I didn't put horseradish in it.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, I would take that enchilada thing she made for Thanksgiving. Oh, I eat that shit every day.
And then somebody made a pumpkin pie, which came out great, and my sister-in-law made these chocolate pumpkin cookies with a Hershey's Kiss in the middle, and they were friggin' awesome. And then I just spent the afternoon, we were watching football and, you know, hanging out and playing with the nieces.
Oh, so that sounds like a nice little day.
Yeah, enjoy that. I don't get enough of that, so I need to go out there more often and hang out with a fam. Because it really rejuvenates you if you're, like, in a shitty mood, which I've been for the last year.
Aw, yeah, you know, you need that one day to reset.
Yeah, like the day after Thanksgiving, I ended up spending $400 on tires.
Yeah. I've done that recently.
Yeah, it's not fun. It sucks.
Is that for one tire?
No, for four. Which is pretty good.
I feel like this is like the dad from A Christmas Story tires.
What do you mean?
How the hell you got four tires for $400?
Because I get the cheapest one you can get.
Yes, they were once made of rubber.
The Toyos.
I only wanted one, but the guy would say, "Yeah, all-wheel drive. You can't just buy one."
Oh yeah. Oh, you got schnookered, huh?
Did I get schnookered?
I think so.
I don't know, I feel like these are rated for. Are they rated for like 7,000 miles?
No, they're good. Man, shut up. Tire guy wouldn't lie to me. I'm on the radio sometimes. Fucker.
All I know is that I've never gotten out of anywhere, and we have similar vehicles for like, I don't know, it's like usually $600 for four tires.
Yeah. Well, again, you probably bought it.
I have a truck, and yeah.
Yeah, you're going like 8 to 9 at least, right?
You know, they always have the deals where it's like, you know, if buy three, get one free.
A little extra.
Yeah, I got the paper belted radials.
That'll hold up.
Yeah.
Well, and can I say though too? But then Friday, I had like the best day ever.
Oh yeah,
because we, you know, we did the fur kids thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and so it was like no adoption fees or whatever. And so, like, the dogs were just flying off the shelf, man. They were just, like, going those, like, hotcakes. Yeah, I mean, they were, like, crazy. And so I was out in the back area helping this one couple. And then as I'm walking up, I see this one dog that I love, Willow. She's such a little, and she's been there for a long time. And there was this couple out there. And as I walked up, the guy says, "Steph Swain." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, yes." Yeah. And he goes, "You're the whole reason we're here.
Wow.
Me and my wife, we listened to the podcast, and we heard you talking about the Fur Kids thing, and that's why we came out." Yeah, they were the Copelands.
Okay. The radios come through.
These people are amazing. Not only did they adopt Willow, she's kind of a hard case. We've had her for, almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
And not only did they adopt her, they adopted another dog, two big dogs. They adopted them both.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're just like the nicest people ever. I just absolutely loved them. And they just went on and on about the podcast, how much they love listening to it. And I was like, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know this went anywhere. I mean, I thought this was like us talking into a tin can with a string that went into like a clubhouse somewhere.
People like you, Stephanie. People like you.
Well, I gave them both a big hug, and they've given me updates. The dogs are doing really good. And
I saw the pictures on Twitter. I was really excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was very exciting. I was very happy about that. So thank you again, the Copelands. You guys are amazing. Amazing.
All of our dogs are rescues, and two of them came from the Rescue Ranch, which focuses primarily, well, I guess only on Boston Terrier rescues. So that's how we have Izzy and Rizzo. Well, she got Rizzo before we met, but...
Oh, and you guys really went the distance with Rizzo. My God, you got him when he was like a day old, right?
No, Izzy.
Or Izzy.
She, yeah. And, yeah, she was 19 days old. And just a blob. And now she's, you know... She was. She was just this blob that you had to hold her over her toilet, over our toilet, after she would, you know, drink the formula. No. And you had to flick her bean to get her to pee. And then you had to tap her on the back of her butthole to get her to poop into the toilet.
I've never had to do that.
And I did it. I mean, wow. At first I was like, I'm not doing that. But I did it. I was like, well, I got to help out. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I'm totally used to dog shit again. It's just like when I grew up, there was dog shit all over my house. Because my mom was terrible at taking care of animals. We're way better at it.
Yeah.
We have little areas where they go. And we realized it today. We got a box for the cat. Where the cat goes and shits in there. And I'm terrible about cleaning it. Always have been.
I'm pretty bad with that, too.
But I'm
buy one of those ones that cleans it, too.
No, fuck that. They get fucked up.
Yeah, they don't work. But I've been better. I've been cleaning it every day because Caitlin does her hair in that room in the morning, in that bathroom in the morning. And
she ain't having it.
No. And then we have the pen, but we're ready to get rid of the pen. For Izzy because she's ready to start being trained outside. Aww. And they don't really shit in the living room or anything. They just go on the stuff that you use, you know, the alfalfa.
Yeah.
And they use that. So
well,
they're
you know,
good dogs.
Well, you guys have to walk your dogs always. Like I have a yard, so all my dogs are
true.
I don't deal with all that nonsense.
Yeah,
but
that's the goal. Get a yard.
Yeah.
Makes life so much easier. Confused, and I don't know why this dog is shitting out.
But I just But in the weekend, I just want to say that we adopted out 67 dogs.
Awesome! Shit. Congrats.
67 dogs.
How many dogs were left at the end?
I think as the end total today, I think there's like 24 left. And then you know, a few of them are our hard cases that you know it's sad. Even we're giving them away and nobody wants them, so that kind of sucks.
Aww.
But you know, I don't know. One of them I'm crazy about, so we'll see.
Well, good.
Every duck has a home. But anyway, so it was the greatest thing ever. That was so much fun.
That's cool. The only other thing I did on Thanksgiving was watch Stargate.
I heard.
The first time, by the way.
But what was the deal? You had it?
I rented
in your
it.
Possession.
There was a place in our town, a restaurant called Pudgy's, and they stopped. There were a pizza place, and they stopped being exclusively a restaurant and became a convenience store that sold all sorts of shit. Convenience stores sell, and they also rented movies. So I would rent movies from there and never view them and never take them back. And that was one that I never watched or took back. And I ended up having to pay like $50 for it.
Oh, that happened to me. I had Above the Rim got stolen out of my car and I had to pay $70 for it.
Oh, no. I had it in my house. I lived a block away from it, by the way. I just never brought it with me. I forgot it.
Oh, wow.
Jeff, you probably saw it in the theater, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Never saw Stargate.
It's good. You probably like it.
Yeah, the original
you
Stargate
like sci-fi shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd like it.
It makes me want to watch the series, but watching the series is such an involvement.
I didn't like the series.
Isn't that Richard Dean Anderson?
You watched
in the series?
It, though.
No, I watched the Stargate Atlantis.
Ah, okay. Yeah, Richard Dean Anderson. What's the difference between them?
Atlantis wasn't... It was a totally different cast, and they had gone through a Stargate, and the Stargate like closed behind them.
So they were stuck in Atlantis?
And they couldn't get back to Earth.
Okay.
Until like the very end of the series.
So it was an underwater dimension?
Kinda.
So but both of those are spinoffs, right?
Right.
But the movie's really good with Kurt Russell and
I loved that movie at the time,
And
Spader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was Spader when he was Spader.
Spader, right.
You know, like the nerdy guy. He wasn't the douche.
I like him as the douche.
I think they're making a new one or
Vivian
another
is
one.
Dead. Well yeah, that was originally planned to be a trilogy. I was reading the Wikipedia article. It was originally going to be a trilogy and they never got it made, so now they're going to reboot it.
So did Kurt Russell stay behind or did Spader stay behind? I can't remember.
Spader.
He stayed behind because he fell in love with
he banged a chick.
Yeah.
And then he put her in the resurrection chamber.
Yep.
And
okay.
The Ra was played by the Ahishi from The Crying Game.
No.
That is a beautiful shim.
Hmm?
Shim?
Oh, shim. Yeah, kind of. I got to agree with that. I got to think, you know, very attractive.
Oh, shim.
Very yeah. attractive man is what I would like to
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
Who retired from acting, I found
out. A pretty man. Very pretty.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Moving on. Moving
all
on.
All right. What do you got?
Blah, 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 blah. I did not watch Westworld, but you guys are feel free to talk about it.
Oh, really?
It was so good.
Holy shit.
So you have no idea about Bern Arnold yet?
So many reveals.
You don't know about Bern Arnold?
Oh, by the way, spoiler alert. So Bernard is Arnold?
Yeah.
Yes.
How does that work? Guys, tell me. I'll watch it. I don't care, but tell me.
That was like me last week. I was like, just go.
Nah, go ahead. Fucking tell me. Tell me what happened and talk about the show.
Well, first of all, that picture. I was thinking about that today. Mm.
What picture?
The picture that What's-His-Face. Are you talking about the picture of Logan's sister?
Yes.
Because What's-His-Face, Dolores' dad, that's what threw him into a tizzy when he saw that picture.
Remember her dad found the picture and it fucked him all up?
That's Logan's sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did it get there?
Well, that's what we don't know.
We don't know.
Logan was using it to try and bring the man in black who they confirmed it pretty much in this last episode that definitely Jimmy Simpson's character is
right.
the man in black.
It's not
30
Logan.
Years ago. Nope.
It's not Logan.
No. Because of what he does
right.
to that whole...
All right, wait a minute. Logan...
There's too much to explain.
And what's his name? James?
Jimmy William.
Logan William. And William yeah. go into the park together.
Just don't call mm-hmm. me Billy.
All right, hang on. Logan and... What, Will? What's his name?
Well, William. It's Billy.
Billy.
William. Billy. Logan and Billy. So, in the future, the man in black who's played by...
Ed Harris
is William.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
That's it.
They haven't yeah. confirmed that yet, but...
They all confirmed it in this last episode. But people still say it's
Logan.
No.
Does Logan get the shit kicked out of him again, or is he still there?
I feel like he's not going to be around too much longer.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to get capped.
It seems like he's not going to be around too much longer.
But there's a lot of, yeah, so the, and then we found out that Dolores is the one who killed Arnold.
Yes.
Ah.
And then Robert Ford, Anthony Hopkins, resurrected uh-huh. Bernard. Arnold was, looked like Bernard.
Okay.
They were like twins. So he resurrected Bernard to be Arnold, basically.
Okay. So Arnold's consciousness right? lives inside of Bernard?
Something
see,
like
that's
that.
What I... Remember when I told you guys really that I feel like that some of these people, that they have real people's memories?
Right.
So that's what I think he did. Yeah, that the boy dying or whatever, I think that was actual
that was a real
Arnold's
Arnold
real memory. And that's why... And that... Any of the ones, and it seems like it's any of the ones that Arnold constructed are the ones that are sentient beings.
Right.
It's only the ones that he's constructed because he put this maze
right.
for them to...
Where's Elsie?
Who's Elsie?
Oh, Elsie. Yeah. Well, we found out. You want to hear about that?
Did they make a... They made an avatar of her?
No, but... They didn't say where she was, but we know who killed her.
Bernard.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what was Ford making when Bernard killed Teresa?
I don't know. They still haven't revealed exactly what this narrative is
now,
that
didn't they reveal
Ford's
that
been working on.
That
this
Teresa
whole time.
Was a sent to?
No. They did not say that. Did they? They didn't say
that,
did they, Jeff?
When Bernard was having those,
I don't remember that.
When he was getting into his mind and he was doing all those flashbacks,
mm-hmm.
there was a scene where the two of them were in the bedroom and he like stopped her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I felt like.
Where she like froze and did that thing.
But I thought that was like a dream. That was just him having memories or whatever. I didn't think that was real.
But didn't he like get up from the bed and she was like frozen like that?
But my boy died of cancer. My boy.
Yeah, that whole thing was really good though too when they showed the sun and everything.
So is it setting up that next week is the season finale?
Yep.
Well, at the end of this episode, Ford had Bernard kill himself.
Yeah.
Wait, so Bernard's gone?
Well
I mean, he's a robot, so they can fix him, right?
Yeah.
I got to watch this episode.
Oh, yeah, it's really fucked. Good.
And I was like, I was watching it just last night, and I was thinking about all you guys, and I'm like, how am I going to remember all this shit?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit going on.
I should have taken notes.
And did you see, like, the Arnold, whatever, what the hell Arnold's whole name is? That Bernard's name is an anagram of Arnold's name.
Right.
That's one of the things
nice.
Or whatever.
He said, well, we can't use, we shouldn't use Arnold. How about Bernard?
Yeah.
Shouldn't use Arnold.
So, but in Maeve, she's got like this whole thing going on too. So I'm wondering, is she really going to escape? Is she going to get out of there?
Yeah.
So
they're going to get the explosive out of her spine.
Yeah, and then she's got this other guy on her squad now.
Don't fuck with me,
the bad guy with the scarves.
The bad guy with the scarves.
Scars on his face.
Oh, the one that was banging the lady from corporate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I don't like her.
I don't like her either,
but that's a good use of materials.
Yes. Exactly.
I just don't like her. You know when a character comes in on a show?
Yeah.
And you just...
You're not meant to like her.
No. I don't like her. I don't like her acting. I don't like her. Okay. I don't like the actress.
Where is she from?
I don't know, but I'm like...
Oh, no. She played like a deaf girl in some movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's like some love story.
It's not working for me. Like, for me, it was bad casting for some reason. I don't know.
Can you hear me? I love you.
No, and it wasn't... She wasn't that deaf.
Oh.
She was like...
Hard of hearing?
She was like starter... Huh? She was starter kit deaf.
What are you talking about? Huh?
You ever see like characters... that are playing smarter than you think the actress actually is.
Yeah, like, and that's what one? You feel like happening
I get
here.
That feeling.
That's the feeling I get from her, and
she also seems too young to be that character.
Exactly. That too. All right,
Jeff,
so you're with me.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was good.
Thanks.
Good.
Way to weigh in, Jeff.
I guess we went over. We stepped on his toes with everything. Is there anything we forgot?
I don't think so.
Probably a lot.
How about Walking Dead?
Yeah, Walking Dead was okay.
Oh, wait, before we get to Walking Dead, sorry, Jeff. I watched the original Westworld movie last week.
Oh wait, did we talk about that?
Did we?
Yeah, we did bring it up.
Never mind.
Okay.
That's all right. You have more insights?
No.
Oh. I watched the Bert Kreischer stand-up special over the weekend.
How was that?
That was hysterical. Oh, my God. That's one of the funniest hour specials I've seen in ages. I mean, I'm literally crying. I was
Even
laughing so
you
hard.
Even though have sort of negative feelings.
For
Bert Kreischer?
Why? No.
I love Bert Kreischer.
She doesn't like, what's his name?
Who's the guy? Who gave you shit?
Oh, you're talking about, he's not really a
David
comic.
David Kreischer.
I'm
sorry.
No, Kreischer. No, Kreischer.
I was close, though, you have to admit.
Well, no.
Kreischer's one of the.
Kreischer, Koechner.
Kreischer is one of the nicest people ever, and I'm glad that he's finally blowing up. I mean, he's been popular for a long time, but I think...
Did you guys have him on the show?
All the time.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought. I thought I remember him being on
and
there.
He wanted to come in 2-3 days in a row, and...
I remember that.
Get him now!
If I asked him to come on and we could do it, I'm sure he would.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would die.
But he's not good on the phone. I mean, he's good, but you don't want him on the phone. You want him there.
He's sort of local, though, isn't he?
No.
Who am I thinking of? I'm fucking up
what
everybody.
The fuck, man?
I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe if he's in town doing one of his Bert the Conqueror things.
If he still plays the punchline, which I think he's probably too big now. But if he still does, maybe we can interview him. Jeff will find out because he works at the punchline.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he's coming, but...
Well, we can ask Jamie.
Yeah.
I highly recommend anybody, though, if you've never seen his stand-up, watch. It's on Showtime On Demand right now, The Machine. Yeah. You will piss your pants. It's so good.
Oh, wait,
yes. That's
from Stern. Shouldn't say that.
Especially you, Ira, because like, it's a lot of it's about his kids. Yeah. I mean, I don't even have kids. It does not matter. He's just that fucking funny.
I didn't know it was
He has two daughters, so totally right. Up your alley.
All right.
Did you watch the Dana Carvey one?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
Mm. That one's funny.
Yeah, Dana Carvey one's pretty funny.
I've heard the Michael Che one on Netflix is really good, too. I haven't watched it yet.
Don't like him.
Dana Carvey was on Corolla last week. It was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
On the show.
Yeah. I mean, he's always good.
Did
like
they say anything about
like
his show getting canceled? His USA show?
It did get canceled?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Uh-uh.
I haven't heard anything
Tim,
about
Tim, you
it.
Were right. That show was bad.
What show?
But Tim still should have gone on there.
Oh, that show was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it was really bad.
I'm sure it was funny to do and funny to record and funny before they edited everything out of it. But, yeah, sad. Very sad. Sad. All right. We're going to talk about Walking Dead real quick before we break because we have other shit we want to talk about in the next half of the show.
All right. Tell us all about what happened on Walking
Dead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. All right. So.
Tara and Dr. Dre are off looking for supplies, and they pull the bag out of sand, and all of a sudden all these walkers come out of the sand, and they get separated, and Tara ends up in Leslieville.
Yeah.
And
do you like fish?
Yeah. No kidding. We have a lot of fish.
A lot of salted fishes.
And it was kind of an interesting episode. I thought it was enjoyable. It was kind of slow and boring, but it was in that vein of, all right, we get it. We understand what they're doing here and why they're doing this. And then she comes back and finds out their girlfriend's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mullet Man is crying. Like he always does.
He's always crying.
Did you like that episode, Jeff?
Yeah, that was pretty good. She's been gone a long time.
Yeah, yeah. She has been, and so is Dr. Dre, and he ain't coming back. No,
you
wait.
You don't think so?
Well, no, we don't know where he went.
He's on
we
a show now. Now he's on some network show.
He's on the
show.
24 reboot.
Yeah.
Which I still haven't seen. Has it come out yet?
I don't know. I never watched 24.
You never watched it? Mm-mm. I'll watch it when it comes out because I like that. I thought they had done it. But anyway, yeah, he's on that. Is there anything we need to talk about this week's Walking Dead? Any plot?
I mean, it looks like they're just setting everything up for the last two episodes mm-hmm. when they get the whole gang back together or whatever. But
so there's two more episodes.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Until when?
Until, you
next
know.
October.
No. Yeah, February. You know how they do. This is the mid-season break.
No, they just had the mid-season break.
No.
Yeah.
They just started in October.
Right.
Right.
Are you sure?
All right. What season is this of The Walking Dead?
Because they said only two episodes left this year.
It's season 7, right?
Yeah, I think so.
When does season 8 start?
October.
Oh, my goodness. We got to wait another gosh darn year.
Yeah, I feel like this has been very lackluster.
Walking Dead renewed for season 8, kicking off with the 100th episode. And it returns Sunday, October 23rd.
Oh, wow.
Or was that this most recent one? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, we'll figure it out.
There's definitely no Game of Thrones where you're like, ugh.
Well, and again, with Westworld, that won't be back for 2 more years.
What?
Yeah,
get out of here.
2018 is the next season, right?
Fuck that.
I'm
not
going
to watch the finale.
You're just going to save it for like the middle of 2017.
That blows. All right, we're going to go take a smoke break and come back and talk about 80s shows.
Play.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
And we're back.
Okay. We're back.
And we're back.
Oh, and we're back. What were you saying, Jeff, about Walking Dead?
This is the first half of the seventh season, so
Stephanie, you were right.
Be on hiatus for a while and then come back in like February and go till March or April.
Now, what about Westworld? Is that true what he said about the 2 years?
I haven't heard about that.
Fuck.
Google that.
HBO does screw you that like that, though.
Yeah.
2 years, though? I mean, after, what, this was 10 episodes?
The AMC, though, they've been doing this mid-season break shit for like the last few years, though. That's why I kind of knew it was coming.
What pisses me off about Westworld, if it's true taking a year off, is that it's a new show.
Right.
And you got people hooked into this new show that they love.
Yeah.
And you're not going to film another season?
I think that's what it is. Like, they were taking a chance on a new show. Let's see if people like it. Kind of like Vinyl.
Right.
You know, when Vinyl was supposed to come back,
they
were saying, oh, it's going to be like 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And luckily for them, they just decided to cancel. Let's hope they don't do the same
thing.
Well,
the thing
with
HBO is they have so much great programming.
Too many people watch it. It's not getting canceled.
No, it's already been renewed.
They'll jam it up. They'll find some other stuff. What do you think of that short miniseries or whatever they got coming up with Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon?
That looks good. That's
it
based on a book.
Good.
Caitlin said the book was great.
It does look good. It looks like a female version of Very Bad Things or something like that.
That's right. I did see the promos for that. It does look good.
So this is week 2 of ADO Labyrinth, guys.
Right.
ADO Labyrinth.
ADO Gaga.
Great name, Jeff.
It was great.
ADO Gaga. That would be... shit. See, we could have called it that.
All I hear
I think that's like the subtweet, you know?
ADO Gaga.
ADO Gaga. Because I hate that song.
Well,
so
when are you going to have John Mark Lindell make us a little
he's busy.
Zibbity zab.
He's busy.
To lead into this.
We can't just make him do things. Hey, John Mark, do this.
Hey, but you can't make him, but I think he would do it.
He's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, see? Ira knows him better than we do.
Lucky for him.
Uh-huh.
Good for him. He's so busy.
Yeah.
Speaking of having a lot on your plate, my garbage plate made the front page of Reddit on things.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Got your garbage plate?
Front page of Reddit.
Yeah, the front page.
Yeah.
Holy
nice.
Shit.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I posted it to the Rochester subreddit, and enough people liked it, I guess, that it made it to the front page.
No shit.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Look at us. I mean, you.
And then you had all the typical Reddit people posting, it's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
Redditors.
And some people were like, it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know. And then somebody defended you, like, who cares? What did the guy say? He's like, and?
11 is lunchtime for me.
Yeah.
Really?
I went, it's Thanksgiving.
I mean, it's a garbage plate.
Right.
Does it really matter what time you eat it?
I guess you're supposed to eat it when you're drunk.
They don't have breakfast.
Like three garbage plates.
How do they know you're not an alcoholic?
Exactly.
I mean, Jesus.
How do they know you're not an alcoholic?
So this week on ADO Labyrinth, we're going to talk about some of our favorite sitcoms from the 80s. The 80s were the golden age of the sitcom.
Mm.
I think that once you got to the 90s, there were a lot of good ones, but really the 80s dominate when it comes to sitcoms.
And theme songs.
Theme songs as well, yes. Yeah. 70s, you know, every era has its good sitcom.
Yeah.
But the 80s were the pinnacle. And so we just threw a name, a bunch of them on the list here. We're not going to go any particular order. These aren't ranked. But we're just going to talk about them. We'll start off, of course, with Cheers, which I think is the quintessential 1980s sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
Watched, I mean, I'm sure everyone at this table watched the finale.
Did, yes.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a whole thing.
Cried.
Cried, yes, cried.
Wasn't that the same night,
Remember?
Wasn't it the same night that Jay Leno took over the Tonight Show?
Really?
I think it may have been. That may have been, like, one of those.
I don't recall exactly. I just know that we watched it all.
I remember there was all these newscasters outside of the real Cheers in Boston. And
which didn't look anything like Cheers on the inside.
No.
It was actually smaller.
Now, what did you like better, Coach or Woody?
I liked them both.
What did you like better, Diane or Rebecca?
Diane.
Diane.
Diane was funnier.
Yeah, Diane was way funnier. The dynamic was better.
And I didn't like Rebecca when she got so neurotic and just so, God, she was such a dish rag.
Right.
And the whole Robin, remember the billionaire that she was obsessed with?
Oh, yeah.
Robin, yeah. Oh, God.
Well, she sold the bar.
Wasn't that the guy that's in all the David Lynch films? Kyle MacLachlan.
No.
Oh.
No.
Somebody that looked like that.
He kind of, he had that MacLachlan-esque.
Do you remember who played Frasier's mom?
Oh.
She didn't like Diane.
I'm picturing her, but I can't remember.
Olivia Soprano.
Oh.
Was Frasier's mom.
Oh.
And then Captain Janeway was the woman that that Sam was going to marry, the politician in Boston. A lot of guest stars on that show.
Yeah.
I'm not using their real names.
I remember as a fat, little fat kid that I always wanted to go upstairs and eat at
the restaurant upstairs? Right.
Yeah, was it Melvin's?
I don't remember
something
the name
like
of it.
Mel, yeah. It always seemed like it was really good.
Who was your favorite character on Cheers?
Norm.
Norm, okay.
Norm.
Well, Norm and...
Cliff.
Cliff.
I liked Woody.
Yeah.
Woody was funny, but I think Norm and Cliff were my two favorites. And Frasier when he was surly, not Frasier when he was
ridiculous. Yeah, Frasier when he was
a
pussy and was in love with Diane, hated that. But when they brought him back after they didn't get married and he just became a drunk and a mean drunk. Oh, come on now. That was so great,
yeah,
and that's why he got that spinoff. I mean,
but none of us picked Carla.
Carla was great, but I never really cared that much for Carla.
I was almost scared of her.
What about Nick?
Yeah, exactly.
What about Nick Tortelli?
I love Nick.
Oh,
Tortelli.
Oh yeah, Nick.
Yeah,
and his wife Jean Kasem.
Yeah, who still has Casey's body, I guess.
He was a famous hockey player or something, wasn't he?
Was he? No, that was her.
I'm mixing sitcoms.
No, her new husband was a famous hockey player.
Is that what it was?
It was the, God, what is his name? He was a radio, he was on Mork and Mindy, too. He owned the pizza place on Mork and Mindy. Eddie was her husband, right? And he was an ex-hockey player.
Right.
And he played for the Boston Bruins.
Oh, yeah.
But that guy, his name is Jay something or other.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a New York City DJ or a disc jockey.
Well, he's got a show on Sirius.
Yeah. But he was on Mork and Mindy. He's been on a lot of shows. He had his own show, too. There was a spinoff.
Jay Thomas.
Yeah. Mork and Mindy had a spinoff with that guy, I think.
Did they?
I think so. I don't think it lasted.
That was a good one. Shoot. Mork and Mindy was a great 80s show.
Mork and Mindy was a great 80s show, but it started in the 70s, and it was primarily existed in the 70s.
Out of the contest.
But Cheers was, again, it was Thursday nights you had Cheers, and then after Cheers you had Night Court, which is another great show.
Oh,
kind
of a
subversive sitcom where you were cool if you liked it.
Was that the deal with Night Court?
I got that
feeling. I think I was so young, I just liked it.
Maybe it was just because you got to stay up till 9:30 on a school night and watch a sitcom that was really, really funny. I mean, that show was funny.
It was very funny.
And it's still funny.
Another theme song with no words that I still would... It was like Taxi.
Do it.
You know. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
But it started with that bass line, just like
Barney Miller.
Yeah.
And all the bass players I knew in the 80s were like, oh, I know.
Favorite character, Bull.
Yeah, Bull.
But that's another one where they had so many great, Dan Fielding was pretty great, though, too, I gotta
say. Oh, yeah, Larroquette. It was the best. What did
Marky Post's Jugs.
Oh, my God. My husband still, that was like his dream Jugs or something.
Well,
when
yeah,
because
you're like, I never raging
even
with
realized
hormones.
It. I never even realized it. She had those big blouses on. I never even noticed she had big
boobs.
Well,
she wore the 80s power suits.
Yeah.
You but guys.
The dynamic between Larroquette and her was so good.
It was really good.
Hysterical. Now, do you remember an episode of that where they kind of did like a whole thing about dice? where they had like a comedian on who was Dice was real controversial at the time, right?
Yeah.
They did an episode, and I don't know why I remember this, but where they had like a comedian that was, you know, definitely Dice, and they were kind of making fun of him in a way. And then they had a whole lesson at the end of like being mean to people and calling people out, and being politically incorrect. And
like Brent Spiner was on the show a lot.
Wasn't he one of the Hillbillies?
Yeah.
The Hillbillies. That was a great recurring one that they did. And oh, and the Salamander. Do you remember the Salamander?
No. Jeff?
You?
The guy that dressed up like the Salamander?
Okay.
Well, anyway, that was one of my favorites. But yeah, and it was because of that show that I learned about crooners. And because of Mel Torme, his obsession with Mel Torme.
Yeah.
And I really got into that when I was a kid. I was like listening to Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra and all this other crap because of Night Court.
I had a landlord when I lived in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. I went to grad school for like a minute and I'm like, this sucks, I need money. But I rented him. He had a boarding house that was an old funeral home. And
was that haunted?
A boarding house was an old funeral home.
Yeah, it very well could have been haunted. But he was an interesting cat. He would sit in the living room in the summertime with no shirt on, and he was a portly fellow.
Mm.
And he would tell me these stories about his sexual exploits, which I didn't need to hear, but I did anyway. And he loved Mel Torme, so at night when he was sad or whatever, he'd get his player piano out and play and sing along with Mel Torme songs. And it was loud, and you would hear it all over the damn place.
Was he good?
I suppose so. But I just wanted to, you know, pop something into the VCR and masturbate and really
tell him about your exploits.
Yeah. No. So anyway, there's that. So what?
So we did Night Court.
Yeah, right. We did Night Court. Newhart. Well, anyway, we'll stick with Thursday nights on NBC. What kicked off Thursday nights on NBC?
The Cosby Show.
Yeah. Now, everybody watched The Cosby Show, right?
Yes.
Did you watch it, Jeff? Or are you not into it?
Right, I just watched it after he gave me that drink, and then
I was forced to watch it.
I fell asleep while I was watching it.
Yeah. No, I mean, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a show that was on, and you watched it, I guess, because I watch it now, and it really wasn't that funny.
No, but it was more like the ideal of it, I think.
Right. Well, everybody loved Bill Cosby. Yeah. You loved Bill Cosby, so you watched the show.
Well, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
I loved him ever since Fat Albert.
Little nuances on that show were so funny, though.
Yeah.
Just like little scenes. You know, I'm thinking of like the scene where, what's his name, got the earring?
Oh, Theo. Yeah.
When Theo got the earring and he's sitting on the bed next to him trying to look at him and they're going back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like trying to block his view. I mean, just like little things like that made that show fun.
The dynamic of that show was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, and Felicia Rashad was really good.
And the family, like my family sucked. They're horrible. And that was like a dream family.
Right.
How they all got along. And it wasn't just, it was like Cliff's parents, Claire's parents. You put them all together, and they put on a fucking show. I mean, it was like, that was a fantasy. And, you know, your dad's a doctor, your mom's a lawyer.
Yeah.
They're always understanding. You always have cool clothes. I mean, just the whole thing.
And what was on after,
Cosby Show?
Because it was Cosby, and then I don't remember what it was, and then it was Cheers, and then it was Night Court. And this was just the bulk of it for a couple of years. Because then Wings came in there, and then, you know, like on The Simpsons when they were on Thursday nights. Tonight on Wings. Ah, who cares?
I liked Wings.
I've seen one episode.
That's a Simpsons.
Huh?
That's a Simpsons.
I know. Yeah. Tonight on Wings. Ah, who cares?
You got Tony Shalhoub. You got Thomas Hayden Church.
I watched it twice in syndication. It was both times it was the same episode. Speaking of which, the Fox FXX, they showed... I happened to watch, because I was watching it, you know, blah, 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 all in a row there, The Simpsons.
Yeah,
and the
too.
Episode that I hate the most from the early seasons came on, and it's the one with the putting where Bart and Rod or Todd, you know, go compete with each other, and Homer and
Flanders
are mad at each other. I always hated that episode, because it was always on in syndication.
I got to see my squishy episode. This is one of my favorites.
Squishy?
Give me it all squish.
Family Ties was the show in between.
It was?
Family Ties.
Family Ties, that's right. Yeah. Family Ties, another
what
good show.
What would we do, baby?
Without us. Sha-la-la-la. I love Family Ties.
I did too until Brian Bonsall came along.
Nick?
Ruined it. No, the kid.
I didn't like Nick.
Nick, come on.
Yeah.
I was in love with Justine Bateman, and I couldn't believe she'd be with such a douche.
Yeah. Oh, I could. He was hot. And then he was in My Demon Lover.
Jeff and I saw that in the movies.
Yep.
Terrible movie.
Yes,
I watched it anyway.
It's better than Mannequin.
Nick. Oh, no.
Okay, maybe not.
No. Mannequin, you had What's-His-Face as the gay guy, which made it very funny.
Yeah,
the
Kim
one from
Cattrall.
Designing Women, which was also a good 80s sitcom. Yes,
yes. Meshach Taylor, rest in peace.
Meshach Taylor, yeah.
Poor fellow. Yeah, Family Ties.
Then a different world took over after Family Ties ended.
Yeah, I watched A Different World for a year or two.
Yeah, I watched it for most of it.
Remember when Michael J. Fox was doing Speed?
Yeah. Do you remember when he was the grocery delivery boy and he hooked up with the college girl and fell in love with her? He lost his virginity to the college girl?
No, I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that. You remember the deep one whenever his friend died in that car accident and he kept seeing him and it was all... Or when Tom Hanks, when he was the alcoholic uncle.
See, I don't
he was drinking the vanilla?
Yeah, those were great.
Tom Hanks was also on Happy Days. He showed up to beat up Fonzie because Fonzie bullied him when he was a kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've never seen that one.
Oh, it was. I think it was the season without Richie and...
Oh, God. Yeah. This was Jump the Shark season?
No, it was way after that. There's one or two seasons of Happy Days without Richie.
The shark.
And they brought in the guy from
Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley to be the Richie character, but Richie's wife was still on the show.
Oh, I didn't realize McKinley was on there when Richie wasn't
on
there. I remember him on there with the red sweater and the white.
And the girl that was friends with Jenny Piccolo, they had her. They finally brought her on the show, even though she had always been Joni's friend that you never saw.
Oh, yeah, right.
So anyway, Happy Days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's another 70s show that should have ended in the 70s.
Newhart.
Show.
Yeah. Finally saw the final episode of it. I never
Best
saw it when
finale.
It aired. I
do. So great.
Yeah.
I didn't see it when it aired.
And then here it is, Suzanne Pleshette from the original Newhart. I mean,
you couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, that was great.
You can follow him on Twitter. He tweets.
He's so funny still.
Yeah.
Like, he's still doing stand-up.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and his stand-up's still good, too.
Huh.
He's a funny guy.
His buddies with Don Rickles, and they still... go out and do shows.
I would
Vegas
love to see him in Rickles. Yeah. I would kill to see that.
How did Don Rickles end up being friends with John Stamos?
I don't know.
Or the other way around. I don't know. More power to him.
I think it's the Kimmel Stern connection. There seems like there's like a little group there. You know, like Kimmel hangs with Stern and Rickles hangs with Kimmel. And
I just don't feel like John Stamos.
No, Stamos hangs with both of those guys.
Well, my favorite character on Newhart was Tom Poston's character.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
And he was also on Mork and Mindy.
You didn't like Larry and
No, I love those guys.
Daryl and my
They were great,
Daryl?
And they were very funny. But Tom Poston played an idiot, and I just love the rapport between him and Bob Newhart.
He was such a... He was so great.
Yeah.
He was such a great ensemble character.
And what was the name of the guy on the show whose girlfriend worked at the... He worked in TV, right?
You're not talking about
the other bosom buddy,
Peter Scolari.
Yeah, Peter Scolari was on that show.
Yeah,
later. Yeah,
he wasn't on at the beginning.
No, there was the
girl was always on the show.
The blonde haired girl. The guy that owned the restaurant that was next door to the inn was the love interest originally.
Okay,
mm-hmm. That's
I forget
right.
What his name was.
And then Peter Scolari came
then
on.
Peter Scolari came
and
on.
And he was great. Yeah. He was a great addition to the show.
Bosom Buddies was a great show.
It was
super funny.
I was way into that.
Loved it.
Didn't last very long, but didn't need to because it was just so good.
I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life.
But wasn't the Billy Joel version?
I mean, I didn't care, though. I mean, it was just perfect, though.
Right.
Their whole little antics that they showed at the beginning and them doing the chest press and their skirts.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, it was such a ridiculous show.
Their boss on that show is, like, was Sarah, what's-her-face from American Horror Story.
Yeah, that's the chick that she's banging, you mean? The one that she's hooked up with?
Yeah.
How obsessed were you with Donna Dixon?
Cause very.
I have to say that I was a heterosexual girl, and even I had a crush on her. Like, she's just too beautiful.
She married Dan Aykroyd, right?
Yep. Yeah. I was Spies Like
still
Us.
Married.
Still
married.
Still married.
Great marriage. I just heard them on Stern last year, the both of them. He was on there with that Crystal Head vodka he does. Because the Russians voted his fucking vodka number one over their own shit. That's how much they like. That's how good his vodka is.
I like him because he doesn't do horrible movies, and he could.
Yeah, I love... You know what? The best movie I've seen, one of the last great movies he did was Gross Point Blank. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's so great as that hitman in that movie.
He's great in just about anything he's in. He just doesn't... He doesn't do it. He doesn't care. He's like, whatever. I don't need to do movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Unlike, you know, Bill Murray, who does good movies, you know?
He does do some good movies.
All right. Alf.
Oh, God.
Which we've talked
Willy.
About before.
Plenty.
Willy.
Plenty of
you know, Alf, I was just wondering if you had any crack.
That's, I could really use some crack, Alice.
That's that movie or that show. I still have a song from that show. Do you remember the one where they were trying to come up with a jingle? Didn't Willie do jingles?
I don't recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did asparagus, asparagus, put some on your table.
Did that show, was that on NBC as well?
That's what you remember?
I swear.
Or was it ABC?
It was NBC.
ABC or NBC?
NBC.
So it lasted for what, a couple of years, and then did it go into syndication or what?
I don't know. Jerry Stahl probably was shooting so much heroin just couldn't keep it
that's
going.
Right. That movie with
Permanent Midnight.
Ben Stiller.
Yeah. I follow Jerry Stahl on Twitter. Yeah. His story's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's cleaned himself up. He's what the fuck is he doing now? He's doing like all kinds of big shows. I can't remember.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Then you had the Family Ties knockoff Growing Pains, which was on Tuesday nights on ABC.
Mike
loved Kirk Cameron so much.
Sylvester
Mike
Stabone.
Sievert.
So much. Yeah.
Sylvester Stabone. What's that?
Boner.
Oh, Boner.
Boner.
Yeah, that was his neighbor's name. No, Boner was his friend.
Yeah.
They were the Sievers. Their neighbors were the Kuzmans.
Ew.
Which, no, it's the Mets. The Mets. Tom Seaver and Jerry Kuzman. That's where the names
come
from.
It was also the first time where we saw Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And Tracy Gold, right?
Yeah, she was anorexic. She was starving herself in the corner.
If you're having a tax problem, you can go ahead and deal with my stupid son. Crazy Bodie Good Christian.
Tracy Gold and then Missy Gold. She was on Benson.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Another good 80s show.
Benson, yeah.
It started in the 70s. A spinoff of?
Mr. Belvedere.
Soap. Oh.
Correct. Mr. Belvedere. All right.
Love our text on the corner.
I love Mr. Belvedere.
So did I.
Now, did you watch that, Jeff?
I didn't watch much. I've seen a few episodes, but I didn't watch it regularly.
The Euchre.
That's why I watched it, for Bob Euchre.
So funny.
But the kid.
The kids were funny.
The youngest son was the smart aleck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smart aleck, smart ass. You would have liked it because you would have liked that kid's character. But it was on Saturday night, so I always watched it with my dad. Because I always went to my dad's on the weekends. And it was a sitcom that we watched together. But I loved Wesley. That was the kid's name. Wesley.
Yeah.
And if speaking of Stern, we were just talking about him a couple years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, when Artie was still on the show.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald was on the show. And you can find this on YouTube. They do this whole thing where Artie went on the David Letterman show and told stories about those two hanging out and playing golf with Bob Euchre.
Oh.
And all the stories that Bob Euchre told. And then being in the Milwaukee Brewers at a spring training game, he's doing the game, and he's showing him how he fucks around with the dump button. Like, I'll just do a couple things for him. He's like, 2-on, 2-out, and he hits the button, and he goes, look at the tits on that trolley. and they're playing golf, and Artie asked him about Mr. Belvedere, and he's, you know, that Euchre didn't really pay much attention. He went, oh, yeah, that guy was a huge fucking fag. He took it up the Hershey Highway.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that?
But anyways, it's like 2009, or maybe 2006. No, it's 2009. Norm on Howard, you can hear the whole interview, and Norm does the best impersonation of Bob Euchre you'll ever hear anybody do. And then they also talk about Jack, what's his name, the guy from, the guy who played their dad in Dirty Work. He's dead now, of course. He played their dad.
Jack Albert?
Yeah.
Albertson?
Is it Jack Albertson?
Jack,
anyway,
like that.
Yeah, you know who we're talking
Meehoff,
about.
Meehoff, Jack Meehoff.
No, he had the mustache, and he was also on the Norm show. But anyway, he does great impersonations. So anyway, there's that. But
wait, before you move on, though, do you remember that sketch on Saturday Night Live whenever...
Jack Warden?
Jack Warden, thank you.
When they had Mr. Belvedere, he was at like a fan convention or something.
No.
And Chris Farley was one of the people that stood up and he said... it was all about people that were obsessed with Mr. Belvedere.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Farley stood up, he says... and they called him Brock Toon.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Mr. Belvedere. I shouldn't want to keep Brock Toon in a large jar in my basement. And they were like, no, that's not good. That is so stupid. But I will never forget that, why they called him Brock Toon.
Brock Toon.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so somebody put Coach on here. Who put Coach on here?
I did.
Okay.
M-O-O-N, that's best coach.
M-O-O-N, that spells Coach. Why did you like Coach?
I thought you know,
a big Jerry Van Dyke fan.
I was actually. Mm-hmm. I thought he was funny. I thought Dobber was funny. The big, tall, like Icelandic looking dude.
Yeah, that's the guy from the he played what's his face in The Stand. M O O N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
M O O N. That smells deaf guy.
And then, of course, you know, Why is his name
escaping?
Craig
T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson. Yeah. He's great.
Shoot straight for one of that's Powers Booth. Wait, it was Craig T. Nelson? What was Craig T. Nelson in?
Run to the Light, Carolyn.
There we go.
Yeah. But I liked Coach. I thought it was very funny.
Taxi.
Oh.
The ultimate.
That was just 80s? That didn't
start? No, it started in the 70s.
Right.
But it went to like 83, though.
Yeah, maybe longer than that, I think.
No, I thought we were nixing stuff that wasn't in the
70s. Well, you know, it's a labyrinth.
Oh, jeez. You know, you're bending the rules.
Taxi, such a great show.
I know.
That switched networks, right? It started on NBC and went to ABC, or started
just
on ABC?
For one season,
what does a yellow light mean? Slow down. What does a...
Oh, my God.
Did it like three more times.
But you remember when it was in syndication, it would come on at like 11:30 at night. And, oh, man, when you hear that music, man, that just takes me back to being like 10, 11.
The theme makes me think of being in bed because I had to go to bed and then I would hear the theme out in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
It was that flute or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a Mike Post classic.
Yes, it was a good Mike Post song. Riga!
Louis De Palma, the worst boss ever.
Yep.
And then Latka and Simca.
Uh-huh. And what's her face?
Mary Lou Henner.
Mary Lou Henner. Remember her?
Yeah. Remember? And then poor Bobby.
Yeah,
I know. Huh?
Jeez.
That poor guy.
Poor fella.
Rest in peace, Jeff Conway.
I know.
And then Tony Danza.
That's right.
Yeah, Tony Danza.
Tony's a boxer.
By the way, it's not even on here, but Tony Danza was on one of the classic 80s shows.
Oh, right. Charles in Charge.
Who's the boss?
What's Charles in Charge?
Same thing.
That was Scott Baio.
Yeah. Right,
sorry.
Samantha, where'd you get those big tits?
Ooh, gross.
Roseanne?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Roseanne?
Did we do this last week?
We did. We talked about Roseanne last week. Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers.
Yes.
I loved Perfect Strangers.
I did too.
Griffin Dunn and Bronson Pinchot.
No.
It wasn't Griffin Dunn. No, it was Bronson Pinchot and some other dude.
All right. Wasn't Griffin Dunn?
No.
Griffin.
Larry Appleby was his name on the show.
Larry
God, that
Appleby.
Looked like Griffin Dunn, though.
No.
Yeah.
How dare you? Griffin Dunn had a little swag to him, a little
sexy,
bit. Yeah, a little bit, something. Larry Appleton had no
Griffin
chin.
Dunn's face
he had no upper
guy.
Lip.
Where was he from?
Mark Lynn Baker.
Mark Lynn Baker. Yeah.
Same
was Mark Lynn Baker on another sitcom from the 80s that we watched with the Terry Copley? We Got It Made.
We Got It Made. Yeah. You
know
the guy,
so.
The tall, skinny guy?
No, that guy died of
AIDS, right?
Yes. The other guy, his friend, I think that was the same guy.
Oh,
we got it made.
Wasn't there a Playboy Playmate? Wasn't she the
she was
star
in Playboy.
Of the show? Oh, okay.
After that.
Oh, okay.
That I had to get.
Of course.
Yes.
Hey, wait, he was. Wait, what's your term for stealing porn again?
Well, there wasn't.
Jump.
Jump. That's what we called the porn that we horked.
Horked. Yeah. Hork and jump.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Jeff was the master jom horker.
Hork and jump.
Hork and jump.
God, I love that term.
Why can't I think of the Perfect Strangers theme song? That was one of my favorite. Sometimes you think the world is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing
Whoa.
Change.
Look at you.
We got it made. That's all I remember. Making it. Making it.
What was the deal with that show? So his character, Bronson Pinch's character.
Yeah.
Balki Bartokomis was his cousin from Meepos. And he, you know, came over and was staying with his cousin Larry.
That was it. I mean, they just.
That was it.
He just showed up and said, I'm your cousin.
Classic fish out of water tale.
Right.
And that character came from his character in Surge, right?
I don't know. What was Serge Meeposian? I don't think he was.
No, but the accent and the character.
What was his catchphrase? It was like, don't be serious.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. Man, Terry Copley. Okay, get out of Google. Not a good idea.
That show We Got It Made, remember that? That guy was on Silicon Valley as their lawyer. The guy that was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was the terrible lawyer that had been in jail.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That was the greatest character ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Silicon Valley.
That's right.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
Holy
That's where
shit.
He came from. I mean, the whole time I was watching him, like, I know I've seen this guy in so much shit
he's,
over the years.
Yeah, he's one of those guys in the thing.
So then we got Different Strokes, which was, of course, a classic show.
Yes. And that's a true 80s, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Started in the 70s.
Like 78, 7, but then it went to 84 or something, right?
Yeah.
About Give Me a Break.
Give Me a Break was a great show.
Great show.
Love Give it. Me a Break. Now I know what it takes. It. I'm putting a new face on the old one. I'm ready for anything. There were two themes to it. There was a fast one and a slow one. And I don't remember which one I was
right,
doing.
I totally,
was I doing the slow one?
I think you were doing
Give Me a Break.
I think you were doing
now
that.
I know
the
what
happy,
it
the sassy one.
Give Me a Break.
But then, you know, the show was still good after Dolph Sweet died, but it just...
It wasn't
it,
as
it
good.
Never as
right.
good. You know, you had Grandpa and his old Philco radio show, yes. Grandpa. And then Jonathan Silverman came on as Julie's husband.
That's right.
And then, and then, of course, you know, Nell was always beating the shit out of Addie. That was always a good time.
Jeez, bringing it down.
And then, yeah, she's another RIP.
Yeah, 2003, she died.
She was so light on her feet for being such a big woman. Remember, she would always wear those high heels and be
Who, Nell Carter?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, who is her best friend was the lady from Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that.
Love her name, that I don't remember her name. Silver Spoons.
Yeah, Silver Spoons.
Couple of Silver Spoons.
It's not Ricky, it's Rick now.
Yeah, well, he went back to being Ricky.
And now it's Ricky again. Yeah.
Best sitcom spinoff, one of Jeff's favorites.
It's Your Move.
That's right. Which yes, was a very funny show.
One season.
Yeah. I know. It was too funny. Like too Night good. Court.
It's the Not Jason, Night Court. Like, Jason Bateman. He was a comedic genius ahead yep. of his time.
Night Patrol. No, what was it called?
Night Court.
No,
Court.
The police show with Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, you're
from
police
the files
squad.
Of police, police squad.
Yeah. That was on the 80s, wasn't it?
No, that was earlier.
Yeah, I think that was 70s.
I'm thinking 80s because Airplane came out in 1980.
Did it? I thought it came out in like 79.
No.
See, I thought Police Squad was before Airplane. No.
Jeff's over there Googling
well,
it.
Well, that would make sense 82. That it came out in...
82, yeah. Oh. Jeff's dad used to tell us that it was the only show that was ever canceled because it was too funny.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's what I remember. Jeff's dad was a professor.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What it was your... really funny show, though, and it was canceled way too soon. Just people didn't get into it.
Oh, they didn't get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Too Close for Comfort.
Oh.
What a good show. That show ran a hell of a lot longer than I thought it did.
I mean, Ted Knight.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Ted Knight.
Cosmic Cow.
The Cosmic Cow. Right. And then, what was Jim J. Bullock?
That's right. I like Jim J. Bullock.
I love, that's the one, though, you got to see that one if you've never seen it, one of those greatest events in television histories. John Glazer plays Ted Knight's character. Right. It's so great. It's really good.
What are you talking about?
They do those reenactments of the opening montages.
You ever seen those?
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're about to go Network. Home and lose your shit.
Yeah. On the Cartoon Network?
They do Simon and Simon. Yes. Yeah, so on Adult Swim. It's,
you
know.
We talked about it before.
What's his face?
Jeff Probst hosts it. And Paul Rudd and Paul all those guys.
What's the one guy, though? What's his face from Parks and Rec? Adam Scott.
Yeah, Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. Okay, so they recreate.
What's the name of the show?
It's called The Greatest
Event in Television History. They've done like six of them.
So. Okay.
Yeah, and they recreate the opening scenes for these 80 shows shot for shot.
Okay.
But with different actors. And then they do like a whole backstory, like it's a making of the show that's hysterical.
Okay.
But they did Simon and Simon, Too Close for
Simon
Comfort.
And Simon.
The Simon and Simon one is great, isn't it, Jeff?
The one of the helicopter.
I think. Is there a helicopter in that? I don't know. Are you thinking of Riptide? No,
Riptide,
I'm thinking of Riptide.
Riptide, a helicopter.
Right? But, yeah, just look those up and you'll just lose your lose your shit. They're
I'm
so
going
good.
To.
Greatest Event Television.
And that's pretty much our list, right?
I think so.
Are we leaving anything out? If we have, you guys got to tell us.
We're leaving a lot out, but, you know.
Well, there's lots that
there's
is
a zillion
memorable.
Shows in the 80s that were good. That
out of the Blue? That was a terrible show.
Out of the Blue? I don't even know what
80s,
that was.
I don't think.
It wasn't? It was a Happy Day spinoff about an angel.
What?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God. And it was a sitcom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just made me think of one.
Punky Brewster?
That was a pretty good one, but Jennifer Slept Here. With Angelian. Remember Angelian was in that Jennifer Slept Here.
I like
she
Angelian.
Lived here, laughed here, and wept
Oh, God, what was the show that she was on, though, that was really good? That was the waitress show.
Oh, you're talking about It's a Living?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Living. Yeah.
It's a Living.
Out of the Blue was 1979.
It's a Living had the hot, what's his face, from John Voight's hot black girlfriend from Ray Donovan. Remember? She was the hottie on It's a Living.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What other shows are we leaving out? First and Ten?
First and Ten. Oh, that was a pretty good show.
It was HBO's first sitcom that they ever created.
I remember watching that. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I remember that.
Where they had to use USFL footage because they couldn't get NFL footage.
How things have changed now. Ballers, they have everybody on there.
Delta Burke.
Oh, wow.
She was on that show.
Small Wonder. Did you ever watch Small Wonder?
What was that show?
The girl was a robot.
She was a robot.
What?
The girl was a robot.
I don't remember
Vicky.
That one.
Vicky was her name. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was Small Wonder. And a robot with a heart.
It was like the first syndicated show, I think.
It was Small Wonder, and then there was Out of This World, where was the one with Donna Pascal. Yeah.
What was the sitcom where the guy found a genie on the beach and it was a black dude and...
He
ended up living it. It was like I Dream a Genie, except it was just a black dude.
Sinbad or
no? It was a comedian. I don't remember who it was.
I don't know, but you said that. Delta Burke. You made me think of another one. Major Dad.
Major Dad. That was absolutely a good show. God, Gerald C. McRaney. Yeah. They got married.
Yeah. They're still married, I think.
Gerald C. McRaney, or is it just Gerald McRaney?
I think it's just Gerald McRaney.
All right, I'm confused now.
122.
One day at a time.
One day. That's early 70s.
Yeah, I would love to take the
Mama's
troll.
Mama's Family.
Mama's Family.
Oh.
That
Mama's
was a great
family.
One.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama.
Van. Y'all be quiet now. I used to be able to do that impression. I can't do it anymore.
Viola.
I don't have it in my head. Viola. Who was Viola? His wife.
No, Viola was the next door neighbor. The uptight little.
Oh, that's right.
Square mm-hmm. Viola. No, Naomi was his wife.
Naomi. She was a whore.
She wasn't a whore.
Well, she was kind of trashy.
She was trashy, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which was, of course, based on a segment of the Carol Burnett show called Eunice.
Oh, what?
The whole show was based on that.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I was just starting to think of Fox shows, Married with Children.
It did start in the 80s.
Right.
That was a good one.
Tracy Ullman.
87, yeah. Right. Ullman, yeah, mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Simpsons, if you want to do it.
89.
Didn't stay in the 80s. Oh, 89. 90. That late? Really?
No, it started in 90.
Wow. All right.
You got to remember, 90 was 26 years ago.
Married with Children, though.
Yeah, those first four seasons.
And you're wrong, Tim, because Simpsons was on the Ullman show.
It wasn't
was
its
80s.
Own sitcom yet. So there.
It wasn't a sitcom.
Suck it. So Stephanie said that she saw a movie called Sausage Party. And she got it out of the red box.
I'm totally taking you to task on the sausage party.
You got it out of the red box?
I thought it was going to be funny.
Did you stick a sausage in
the... I did. I gave him what he wanted.
Oh, she gave me exactly what I wanted. She went in and got the pencil. She got a Slim Jim. She got a Slim Jim.
That is a sausage.
She was poking me in the little nub. And I suggested that she get this movie called Sausage Party. Sausage Party is an animated feature starring a bunch of today's favorite modern comedians and actors. You know, the Paul Rudd crowd.
Look,
the Judd Apatow crowd.
And you said that, and that's what made me want to get it, and then you're so full of shit.
What are you talking to me for? I didn't tell you that shit. Jeff and Tim told you that. This is the Red Box show.
Right.
It's a movie about a hot dog and a bun. And throughout the movie, they have misadventures with other pieces of food in a grocery store.
Baby carrots.
And then there's a roided out a box of juice. Is that what it was, Jeff? Some sort of box of juice?
The juice.
Yeah, it's the juice. He's chasing him around. He's the violent. And well, there's a good scene with the falafel, I think. Some sort of pita thing. And then there's a Jewish character in there, like a lox. I don't know. There's a lot of subtext going on in this film that you got to be smart enough to understand.
Oh, yeah. You got to be a genius to pick it apart.
Shut up over there, bitch.
You got to be a genius.
Rub my nub.
I'm going to put a fucking needle in the next Slim Jim.
No, no. If you do that at all. Oh, don't do that. Then you'll
get it. Did you dislike it that much?
I hated it.
Wow.
I shut it off.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Then I guess you don't know what happens at the end.
I don't care. It
well,
was
it's
one
a love
long
story.
about a hot dog and a bun. And I get it. It's a dick and a vagina.
It is not just a 90-minute innuendo. One joke. Stop it. It's a good movie for children. I recommend it. Your children will love Sausage Party. They won't understand any of it, and it's just funny stuff. You should watch it with your kids, you know? Especially if they're like 9, 10, 11, 12, all the way up to 17. I love it when the kids get movies at the Red Box. They yell at the parents.
Oh, it was when, then I asked you about Hell or High Water.
Hell or High Water stars the dude,
from the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
And he's doing his best cowboy thing. And
Captain Kirk as from Star Trek.
Captain Kirk from Star Trek is in it?
Yeah. The new Star Trek.
New Star Trek.
Oh, and his eyebrows.
I don't like those new Star Trek movies.
No?
No. I'll tell you why. Because they're stupid. Stupid.
That's a good reason not to like him.
You know, at the beginning of the first new Star Trek movie where he's driving in like a 68 Mustang and listening to like The Clash?
Yeah.
It's 2,105. No one cares about The Clash. 2,105. I'm sorry. What about the band that came out, you know, like in 2098? That right. You don't know about. So come on. You're fooling yourselves.
Stupid.
Everybody's living in their own fucking, you know, life and generation. That's why I like the, you know, the TNG.
Well, it's the same as, like, people listening to Mozart and Bach now.
That's a problem. That's not anything like that at all. It's not. Stop being, listen. Nobody likes Hemsworth as Captain Kirk.
And it's Chris not Hemsworth, it's Chris Pine.
They all look the same. It's a Hemsworth. Thor.
That's Chris Hemsworth.
That other guy.
It's Liam Hemsworth.
Tired now.
He needs to get a new subscription on his glasses.
Tired now. But shut up.
Either way, Hell or High Water was really good.
All right, yeah. I'm going to go watch it on demand. I have Comcast in the red box because they don't have enough choices.
They don't?
They don't let us watch the movies. Then I don't let us watch the movies.
So he has Comcast.
Comcast.
On demand.
That's awesome. You get cable inside the red box.
Yeah, you know. Like I said, you can't watch anything. I just get over the air.
I got Roku.
I was watching some Korean game show for 7 hours straight.
I wondered why you had those rabbit ears sticking out of the back. Well,
they can't because the Wi-Fi from Kroger that I steal. And I get the Wi-Fi.
Sticking out of his ass.
The Wi-Fi antenna. Okay.
Yeah, so I get the Kroger. I get the Comcast. Kroger.
Yeah, at the Publix.
Comcast is good. I like Comcast. Because, you know, I like a thing to be grounded.
I like DirecTV.
Well, whatever. You know, it snows. You can't watch TV, so fuck you. it's raining. That means the TV went out. What's that an Apple cable?
Does it rain in Georgia?
Well, it's going to rain tonight. You're going to get all the trees. You're going to fall. And then you're not. You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to come to Redbox and get a movie.
You're not going to be able to get there.
Come get a movie at the Kroger.
I'm just going to climb in the box with you and watch Comcast.
Yeah, turn around.
I'll stick a Slim Jim in it.
Let's rub nubs.
I need more than a Slim Jim.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
You need them, I could tell. A lot of echo in
summer
there.
Summer sausage.
A lot of echo going on in here. All right, so we got to move. Okay, staff picks or something?
Sure.
Let's do it up.
All right. All right, staff picks. Whew.
All right, see you, Redbox Troll.
He's gone.
See you next
like
time.
Like a thief in the night.
Like a thief in the night. He's gone. So my staff pick this week, surprise, surprise, is Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast from last week, which was Hal Linden
from Barney Miller.
Right.
And it's a very entertaining episode. Yeah. You know, and again, you go down the memory lane.
Let me guess how Gilbert sounds the whole time.
And Gilbert gets like every fact wrong, and then Frank Santorpater has to correct him.
I don't know. Oh.
When I was in Problem Child.
What you also? Bonnie Miller.
So yeah, that's you can find that on your podcast, whatever's. Who's next?
Oh, that's it.
I'll go. So my pick is, I think it's season 5 we're on now, is Billy Eichner, Billy on the Street. Mm. I love the show. Last season, it kind of flailed around a little bit, and I think it's because he was doing that other show with
Difficult People.
Difficult People, yeah. I think he was doing so much with that. I don't know, but this year, it's so great. I mean, so far, he's had Jon Hamm on. Their whole segment was fantastic. Then last week, he had Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen was walking around with the camera, and so people didn't realize that he was carrying the camera.
Direct ripoff from Tell 'em Steve Dave podcast. They pitched this show to True TV called Funerals with a Z.
Oh, yeah?
Where they have people walking around with the camera, and they're like in costume, and they're saying, oh, did you hear such and such died, but it's actually him.
Mm-hmm.
And they pitched this to the True TV executives, like, a couple months ago on True TV on Tell 'em Steve Dave podcast, and then all of a sudden Billy Eichner is doing this. Exact same thing. With, on True TV with Seth Rogen.
Okay. And it was a great segment. They were right about that, though. It was very good.
The True
good.
TV executive was like, I don't think it would work. And he was like barking at the name, like, Funerals is such a dumb name.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're saying, they're trying to get the guy back on the podcast to be like, what the hell's going on?
Ah.
Why is Billy Eichner ripping us off?
Because it was great, too, because he would go up to people on the street. They were like, oh, hello, do you know who Seth Rogen is? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, what do you think? Oh, he's so funny. Well, he died today. That's what we're, whatever. And the people would be like, oh, my God. I mean, just like go through the whole emotion.
But it's Seth Rogen.
Rogen's standing there holding the camera. Uh-huh. And you just don't even think that he's him. And all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden he'll go, no, I'm kidding. He's alive. And he'd take the camera. And then people will be like, oh, my God. So, but anyway.
He would like take the camera down and be like, I'm sorry. He made me do this.
But if you've never watched Billy on the Street, you're a big fan, aren't you, Jeff?
Hilarious.
It's so funny, you guys.
Check it out.
I mean, it's 30 minutes, you're laughing through the whole fucking thing. It's great. So, Billy on the Street, True TV. I don't know what day, I don't know what time. Just set your DVR.
The best is when people don't know who he is or don't give him the time of day or just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you bitch!
He's so funny. My God. He's one of the most funny improvisational people ever. And the shit that he does with these people on the street... Tom Green was blah, it's dumb shit. Billy's not sensational at all. He's just
a more highbrow.
Yeah, he's just so fucking funny.
My bum.
So Billy on the Street, watch it.
Things in my bum. True TV is doing some good shit.
Ira, you got one?
As many of you know, I'm a big Corolla fan. He's been making documentaries. He's had a few, usually car documentaries. And his latest automobile documentary came out last week.
About the Paul Newman?
No, that one was last year. This one is called The 24-Hour War. You'd like this stuff.
Yeah.
It's about, it's kind of about the 24 hours of Le Mans. But more specifically, it's about the rivalry between Ferrari and Ford that went all through the 60s. And those guys were just, at each other's throats, trying to beat each other at Le Mans all through the 60s, and they were just building cars, trying to beat each other, and it's riveting. I'm about halfway through it.
It's a podcast?
No. It's a movie. It's a real movie. It's a documentary.
What's it on? Is it on Netflix?
I think, I bought the DVD, but it's on demand here and there. You can buy it on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I should have all that information.
What's it called?
All right, if you go to...
24-Hour War.
24-Hour War.
Go to Google, type in 24-Hour War.
But I mean, there it is.
And you'll find it.
Okay,
yeah.
But they
interview all the Ferrari guys, the actual Enzo Ferrari's son, and and then all the Ford guys, Henry Ford III, and I don't know, it might sound boring, but it's actually...
It doesn't sound boring.
The Jews run the world.
Sounds totally...
That's Henry.
Yeah. And just the footage, the Le Mans, there was people dying so much in those races, and there was just crashes and cars flipping into the crowds. And
my favorite high-end sports car is the LaFerrari.
The LaFerrari?
Mm-hmm.
So these are like those 60s Ferraris and Ford GTs, which are...
They're
killer.
Like pieces of art.
But anyway, it's a good flick.
Fucking red box troll making me cough. Sorry, guys.
So Corolla has a website for his movies called Chassis, Chassy, Chassis Media. So just look that up. You can find out everything there.
Okay.
Well,
that's
Jeffrey.
Do that.
My pick is kind of late, but because it's like almost over, but you can watch all the episodes on demand. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. It's on BBC America.
Oh, Tom Wolfe. Douglas Adams.
It's based on the book by Douglas Adams,
right.
But it's like kind of like really, it takes the character of Dirk Gently and places him in like new adventures or whatever. I don't think the stuff from the book is, they tried one that was based on the book a while ago with that guy that was on episodes with Matt LeBlanc. I forget what his name is, the English guy.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, this has a different guy, and he's like kind of like a cross between Sherlock Holmes and Doctor Who.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. And it's almost over now, but you can watch all the episodes on demand on BBC America.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
Yeah, it's really good.
I remember I wasn't crazy about the books either. So I was a big Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy fan, and then I tried to read that, and I was like, eh.
Dirk Gently sounds like
Elijah
he'd
Wood,
be like in women's porn.
Dirk Gently.
Women's porn.
He's got a big dick, and he can fuck well, but he's gentle.
Really cares about
no ball gag with Dirk Gently.
No. I get all my porn now from blacked.com.
Black and huge?
No, just called Blacked.
Oh.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? I want to know.
It's what it sounds like.
That's it?
Just black stuff?
It's terrible. All the porn where they point the emphasis on there being a black dude in it is racist in nature, I think. That, you know, the whole thing is they take a young, nubile, porcelain-skinned white girl, and then she gets blacked.
What?
You know what I mean? She has sex with a black... But, I mean, the name is, you know, I'm not being racist. I think the titles are racist in porn. Now, I don't only know that because I see the memes all over 4chan, so...
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, I don't.
I mean, I really got to get on that 4chan, huh?
Well, yeah, if you... Yeah, just use a router or
some
shit.
You got blacked.
Exactly. That's what it's like.
We got to come up with a new troll who works at Red Tube Box.
Red Tube Box?
And some of the times... excuse me.
Red Tube Box.
I got a cousin that works...
I think it's Porn Tube, isn't it?
I got a cousin that works... is kind of a gatekeeper at one of them sites. And he's, you know, he doesn't have a nub like I do. He just has a... It's a hole. It's a hole.
Is it the Pornhub gnome?
Nah, he works at X-Hamster.
X-Hamster Hamster.
That's right, X-Hamster Hamster. And he she's got a hole. And she just watches all sorts of ladyboy porn. It's kind of crazy.
Speaking of ladyboy porn, did you see on CNN the other night they accidentally...
That was fake.
Oh, it wasn't real?
Fake news.
It was
didn't
fake
really
news?
Really happen.
How'd that get out?
God, fake news.
It's come
all
on.
It's all fake news.
News.
Was it debunked?
It did not happen.
Well, what was the deal?
It wasn't on all CNN.
No,
it was just
not even in Boston. It
okay.
Did not, didn't really happen.
Oh, God, I wish it had, though. That's funny.
What?
There was a fake news story that said CNN in Boston showed a half hour of
tranny porn.
Hardcore transsexual porn for a half hour in like the middle of the night, the other night.
Oh.
But it didn't happen.
Okay, it didn't happen.
Fake news.
Good, good, good.
Wow.
Fake news. All right. Well, guys, this has been episode 51, ending on a high note.
Yeah.
I would like to do some plugs. First, before we do the plugs, I want to thank our patrons, our Patreon patrons, and you can support us on Patreon. Just follow the links, and it'll be in the description, so dive down into the description of this episode. Thank Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, love Amber, Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, and just Trent. So thank you, Trent.
I love Trent.
Trent, you're a cool dude.
I love him.
You know why I love him? Because he pledged a dollar. That means that he loves us enough to give us a dollar. And I'm not being sarcastic.
I like the name Trent.
I do too.
I always have.
But I really appreciate that. If you want to support us every week, well, you know, we have other rewards too for ongoing contributions.
Did our shirts sell?
Oh, yeah. By the way, the shirts aren't available anymore, but we sold enough to make a little bit of money. So I'll go buy us a pizza, and then all the money will be gone.
Okay.
We'll use that same design, though, to make more items, right? Now that...
You want to make more items with that hat? I think we should use that design again. Let's make hats and shit.
Right, I want a hoodie.
A hoodie. All right. We'll get some hoodies.
Yeah, let's look into that.
All right. I'll look into that for you. But anyway, thank you to everybody who bought one of our Radio Labyrinth t-shirts. And again, thank you to all of our patrons because, damn it, we love doing this for you. And if you're giving us money, that means you really love us. So thank you very much. Okay, time for the plugs. You can hear me every week, usually three times a week, on the Von Hessler Digital Doctrine. You can find that on iTunes. You can also find it on the WSB AM radio app, which you can find in your iTunes store or on your other store, your Android store, Google store, whatever the hell it's called. You can also hear me every week on the Von Hessler Doctrine live Sundays from noon to 3 on 95.5 FM and AM 750 WSB. And hey, are you looking for, I'm looking at you, Stephanie, are you looking for a new shampoo? Maybe some beard oil?
Beard oil, yes.
Looking for some beard oil.
Yes.
Maybe some clarifying shampoo or maybe some pomade. How about some pomade?
Yeah, I'm going to go for like this whole 50s pompadour thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can go to marytoddhaircoat.com/products because they have a custom line of shampoo, pomades, and beard oils that are handmade using the finest ingredients such as cucumber licorice, bergamot, and they are produced locally. So just go check them out online. You can order them there and they'll mail them to you.
That sounds way better than what I've been using.
What have you been using?
Fop?
Like using Stussy?
No, it's a bee semen.
Bee semen?
That's just beaming.
Yeah,
aren't you worried? Okay.
No wonder there's all this colony collapse going on.
Yeah.
Steph Swain is personally responsible for the.
You gotta get bukkake by 7,000 bees. And the drones, they're lazy.
Well, yeah.
They are men.
You really have to.
Ira, you got anything to plug?
No.
Got any bee semen?
No, I got no
bee. I got grasshopper jizz all over my nut. I get grasshopper jizz. I just let him shoot it all over me. Cricket
crud. Nothing as exciting as that. Nothing at all.
See that fetish where guys like put yellow jackets on their dick and let them sting?
No.
What?
There is. There's a fetish.
Is that on stung?
4chan.
I don't know if this is stung. Stunged. No, I've seen that on 4chan. They'll put their dick in a jar with yellow jackets and shake the jar and then they sting their dick.
Hot.
No, it's stupid.
Hot.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Maybe it makes it bigger.
Is that on why.com?
Why?
Wide.
With 78 Y's. Jeff, you got anything to plug?
No, nothing.
All right, Steph.
Of course, again, thanks everybody for, you know, the whole Fur Kids extravaganza last weekend. We adopted out 64
dogs.
Yeah, we adopted out 67 dogs, and I really appreciate that. And so if you are looking for a dog, we're still doing it. I guess we're probably going to get a shit ton more here this week to fill up our kennels. And also, real quick, I want to say that if you're looking to donate anything this year to animal causes or whatever, not just us, but Gwinnett County, they do this thing called the Jail Dog Program, and it's really amazing, where the convicts or whatever, they get dogs also from Gwinnett County Animal Control on their last days. The convicts actually take care of them in the jail and get them ready to be adopted out. And the percentage rate on people that are repeat offenders coming back to jail, it's like 65%. If you go to jail once, 65% of the time you're going to go back.
Repeat offender.
Exactly. Hi. In the Jail Dog Program, 2%.
Nice.
Of these guys come back. And it gives a lot of them like a whole new spin on life. They come out and they actually end up doing something with themselves. So anyway, they need towels, blankets, dog food, dog beds. And you just drop them off at the jail off of Highway 316, Gwinnett County Jail. And they need donations bad. This is all done with volunteers. Nobody gets paid to do it. They cool. just do it because they love it. So.
And later tonight, if you're not doing anything and you're in Piedmont Park, I got a jar full of
bees.
Not bees, man. Yellow jackets. I got a jar full of wasps. Yeah, I'll be putting my penis in it. Let them sting me. If you want to watch.
We should do fireflies.
Give me
that
a quarter. Fireflies don't bite, man.
I just thought
it
like
would be pretty, though.
I got a flashlight.
You watch Tim do that, and I'm a little bunch of bees blast off in my face.
No, this ain't Tim. This is just a guy.
Oh.
Just
the Piedmont Park guy.
A guy wandered in here while we were recording the podcast.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, guy.
Got a jar full of yellow jackets. You want to see him sting my junk?
Why?
Why.com with 78 Y.
Stay tuned next week, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have this guy.
Yeah. Instead of hung, you really stung.
Yeah. Later on, I got a scorpion. I'm just going to like kind of whack me in the nut.
Scorpion.
All right.
Giant scorpions from Clash of the Titans.
Until next week, please remember to not let your dick get stung by yellow jacket. Keep a can.
Keep a can.
Two Faces Radio.